86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast number 23. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes, and we'll be covering everything about the playoffs. Now, you're probably wondering, why haven't I done a podcast in so while? Well, I just haven't been able to do it. That's about it. Anyways, joining me this week, we have the one and the only Mike Smith.
What's up?
And Aaron Hughes.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. Anyways, you're probably wondering, hey, what the hell happened in the playoffs?
Playoffs?
Yes, in the playoffs. Well, first off, we have Kiwani Bullocks playing Elite in Week 15. And with a horrible 330.49 to an excellent 344.54, Kiwani Bulldogs T-Max Elite. You got any words to say about that Elite?
Yeah, dude, I picked up some really shitty players to put in place of my normal starters, and what, you beat me by 5 points?
I beat him by 14.
No. Oh,
okay, anyways, 14. Moving along to the Chefs playing the Amazing, and with a lucky 392.59 to a really lucky 373.36, the Amazing puts his dick in Kevin's ass. Any words? Douche.
I also gave him a Cincinnati hot plate.
What is a Cincinnati hot plate, by the way?
It's what I gave you last night, where I poop on your chest.
Oh, you pooped on my chest.
I pooped on your chest.
He doesn't know what it is. All right, and then moving along to the Chubb Rubbers playing the Bears. And with a 341.64 to a 277.78 for the second year in a row, Brian gets booted in the first round. Any words, Brian?
I suck.
That's great to know. All right, also, finally in Week 15, we had Iowa Screwed in the Buttocks playing the Raiders, and with a lucky 263.29 to a horrible 272.40, .04, the Raiders, he won. That's all I got, seriously.
So any I suck worse than Brian.
So any thoughts on Week 15?
Yeah, here are my thoughts. I played Ogun twice in a row and beat him twice in a row.
That's all I got.
And it was actually really simple. And, you know, as I mentioned the entire time in, like, my post, I said, the road to the Super Bowl comes through me. And it did.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else came on you?
I came
Snyder.
On you, all right?
Snyder came on you?
Oh, please.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. What did you think about Week 15?
I think the road to the Super Bowl runs right through your Hershey fucking highway. Jesus Christ, dude! Would you quit farting, please? Please stop farting.
Yeah, come on. We need to do Week 16. This is going to be a really quick podcast. Besides the 5 minutes of swear words and racial slurs. All right, moving to
shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
Okay, anyway.
Shit, piss, fuck, cut, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
Aaron's okay.
There was 20 seconds of silence right there.
Anyways, I'm just going to cut that out. All right. I hate you, dude. I hate to edit that. They're going to be like, what did he say that he had to edit? Well, I'll tell you. But not now. Anyways, moving along to the losers bracket. In Week 16, we had Elite playing I Was Screwed. And with 319.70 to 334.46, Elite is not Elite.
He barely beat me with backups in.
Actually, dude, he beat
this,
you.
No. At this juncture, after the
15
unbelievably
points.
Lucky defeat that I got against you. I said fuck it, and I pulled my starters because I wanted last place in the league, and you know what? I got it, and somehow I still have second pick overall.
Hey, dude, we're not talking about that yet. It's still week 16. You can't talk.
We're doing this in fucking March, okay?
Dude, first of all, it's April.
Don't.
Oh, wait, it is March.
It's March. It's actually your birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, douche.
Hey, why don't you just, like, not really go over the points as much?
All right, here we go. The Chefs played the Bears, and the Bears overcooked the Chefs. That's all I came
up with. With Oscar Wilde wordplay like that, you should be in Hollywood.
I know. All right, here we go. The Bulldogs played the Raiders, and he barely beat me by fucking 6 points. So the Raiders moves on. Pumped and then sauce. We also had Chubb Rubbers, him looking gay, playing the amazing, looking even gayer. And Aaron only beat him by 13 points. So that means Blake and I battle for third place, and Aaron and Nagadoosh Doug battle for the Super Bowl. Any comments?
Who battled for last place?
You know, that's a good question. Let's find out. It was Elite versus... Let's see. Yeah, it was. Oh, fuck, man. This thing messed up.
I think it was Ogun. I'm pretty sure, actually.
Ogun. It was Ogun playing Mike. Yep, that's what it was. Gosh, I should have had this thing prepared better. Anyway, so we had Elite playing the Chefs. And, Mike, you want to comment on who won?
Yeah.
Who got dead last this year?
He did. I got dead last. He won the fucking game. But, look.
What
look,
a pussy. Look.
I made the post. The best post of all fucking year was who lost by 20 points or less the most times. And who was that? Was that me? That was me. It was me, dude.
Was it you?
I had the closest margin of victory.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, according to this, you didn't.
Well, I lost the most games by the least amount of points.
Okay, I'll give you that. Sick okay. burn.
Ooh, so
sick burn.
So all that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know,
gotcha.
Next year, you guys, you know, talk all the fucking shit you want. Next year, I'm proving my fucking fantasy football expertise on the battlefield. All right? Yeah. You hear that? Like King Leonidas, bitch. Bring 300 Spartans. I'm going to whoop your monkey ass.
All right. Moving along to the battle for fifth place. And basically, the Bears basically just whipped out his balls and teabagged Dave a couple of times because he beat him by like 140 points. He literally teabagged him. All right, moving along for the battle of third place. Kewanee Bulldogs pwned Chubb Rubbers 325.68 to 282.02. All right, moving along to the Super Bowl. And who won the Super Bowl? I got the Super Bowl winner here right now. Who is it?
The amazing
Lucky
AP Hughes.
So the amazing won the Super Bowl.
You know, and I called it all year. I said that actually this is kind of funny because one of my posts that I had at the very beginning of the year before the season even started, I said I was going to get first, of course, and I actually had Doug getting second. And I was right about that. I think I had last.
Yeah, but you had me getting last.
No, I didn't have you getting last.
Yeah,
I had Ogun getting last, I believe. So, and
well, you're close.
Mike wasn't able to come out on top, so.
Yeah, like you know why? Because he's a weak bottom.
oh, fuck the both of you, all right?
I didn't call you a weak bottom.
Yeah, he didn't, but he laughed about it. come on, drama. Man, fuck anger management.
Can I get a victory?
You can get a fuck you. How much did this cost, this little setup here?
$180.
How much do you think it would cost after I put it into a bathtub?
$180.
You can fuck right off.
All right. All right. So since Aaron...
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
So the last place person... do you have anything to say, Mike?
No, I already fucking, you know, said my piece. I had a lot of close defeats, and it was some bullshit, you know. But I'm not going to cry about it.
What type of bullshit?
I'm just going to prove it next year that, you know, I'm going to pwn.
You're going to pwn?
I'm going to pwn.
And the first place?
Well.
Hold it like you're sucking a dick. You're pretty good at stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Boober's back with the brand new edition because that's his tang. I'm going to make a guarantee right now, okay?
Oh, jeez. Bullshit.
One of two things is going to happen. I'm going to retain my title for next year. I'm pretty sure I will win next year. If I don't, I will win the year after. So I'll either do back-to-back Super Bowls or I'll have 2 in 3 years. That's my guarantee.
So when we do the draft next year, are you going to put the plaque in front of you?
I'm going to have a plaque there. I'm actually going to have a little stuffed bear. And it's going to have Chubb rubbers on it.
Why is that?
Because we have a little feud going right now.
What's the feud?
I slept with his wife, and he was a little pissed off.
Are you pissed that he got a truck finally? So he said I gave him shit about it too. I'm like, you got a truck, pussy.
Yeah. No. Actually,
we're gonna go to NASCAR events, and we're gonna get drunk.
Boring.
Left turn. Woo.
But no, we're going to be in the same division next year, so it's going to be a very, very heated battle. Last year, we were 1-for-1. I beat him once, he beat me once, so...
Yeah.
Well, next year, we're definitely going to settle the score, so that's the plan anyway.
So, loser what?
Well, him? I don't know what we're going to have him do for me.
I hope he annihilates you. I hope he whips out his balls. Slaps him across your face a couple of times.
Dude, I'm not gonna just give him a normal tea bag. Like the tea bag I'll give him, my brown eye will be over his nose.
Your brown eye will be over his nose. Are you gonna have a little shit come out?
Possibly.
A little bit of shit.
I mean, it's not as bleached as Anna Nicole's anus, but
I can't believe we did this 2 months after the fact. It's unbelievable. Her butthole.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know?
Ooh, might be the father.
Oh, damn.
Wait, no, you can't have butt babies, can you?
No, you can't have butt babies, dude.
Good, because I'm glad your boyfriend didn't get you pregnant.
No, you can't have butt babies. Speaking of having butt babies.
So, yeah. Like I said, that was my guarantee. Next year, I'm looking forward to the league because it's going to be great. We're adding, what, 4 new people?
4 new people. We'll have 12 people.
Yeah, so it'll be great. Have a few divisions, conferences. It'll be a lot more cutthroat. So yep. That's what I'm definitely looking forward to.
It's going
to
be actually all about skill. And yeah. If you guys know how to get to it, just type in kiwanisports.com. You'll get taken right to it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be great. So.
Yeah,
it's and my conference, which you are not in, of course, because we are the...
Yeah, cause you're a
upper
douche.
Conference, where the better conference. Man.
Okay, SmackDown.
So, I mean, that's.
I'm going to be a part of Raw. You're going to be part of SmackDown.
Okay.
You just shit again.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just farted.
You see, I'm going to be like the NFL, and you're going to be a lot like the AFL. No one knows who you are.
It's the USFL.
Yeah, I'm talking about back in the douche. 60s, though. Jackass.
What the fuck is the NFL? No one gets it.
So, yeah, but anyway, we're going to be the upper division. You guys are going to be the lower and weaker division. And actually, you know what? I'll put my guarantee out there right now. I don't know who anybody has, but guess what? I guarantee we'll be able to manage our people better. Why? Because it's people like me, people like the runner-up from last year, Doug Hahn, people like last place from last year, Mike Smith. People like Joey... The Turtle Snyder.
Why do we call him the Turtle, by the way? We want to talk about that?
No. People like Chuck Harker. And last but not least, the weak bottom. People like Blake.
So Blake is now known as the weak bottom?
Yeah, Blake's in our division, unfortunately. We traded Brian.
We did?
Yeah, you traded Brian off.
B-Rye.
Because he drove the Chevy to Levy because Levy was Rye.
Because Blake and I had to be in the same division. And, I mean, who would you take from them? You
I would
know?
Rather trade you.
Yeah.
But, who would you rather have? Would you have Boober over there? Oh, make the division that much weaker?
Have Dave
over there? Oh, way weak.
Oh, snap.
And then
snap.
If Kevin was there? Oh, snap. My God. Not only would that division be so weak, but you guys would be the laughingstock. You guys would be. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to because it's going to be conference versus conference because – like this year for the Super Bowl, it was Doug and I going up against each other. So it was BIA versus BIA, and it should be BIA versus PB&J. So next year, that's what it's going to be, and I'm definitely looking forward to
it. Next year, we're looking forward to it.
Are you looking forward to it at all?
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to it.
As he made out with a microphone. So we have a new podcast set up. I haven't even tweaked it yet. So
how many posts did we get?
We ended up getting a total of posts. That's what I was going to go for. What was your guys' favorite post? 565 posts. So how many? What was your favorite post?
My favorite post by far were Blake's, where he took the time and energy to just go through and have a press conference set up, and like I don't know, like it's like he put so much thought into it. Like he put more thought into that than like I put into research papers to get a bachelor's.
I hear you on that. Well, on that note, what we're gonna do right now is we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with basically some changes for next year and just a little bit more BS. So I'll see you guys in the field. Had a quick smoke break, and now we're back to talking about what's going to happen next season. What do you got, Mike?
I'm going to fucking pwn all of these little bitches.
You're going to pwn all these little bitches.
I'm going to show you how the fucking real man does it this week.
You're going to show us how. You need to hold the mic like you're sucking a dick.
I need to hold the mic like you're sucking a dick.
All right.
Fucking mom goes to college.
Mom goes to college. Anyways, okay, so he's done. Aaron?
Your mom goes to community college.
Yeah, he passed the mic, yo. So what do you got, Aaron?
Well, our conference is definitely going to destroy your conference, plain and simple. And I know Mike will do good. I mean, he'll be, you know, sixth place, but he'll do good. No, he'll be the bottom of the conference. You know who will be right above him? Joe.
And you know what that means?
He's going to follow Joe.
He's going to follow Joe.
He will follow Joe.
He's going to follow Joe, and definitely.
And then Blake. I will be on top.
Well, Aaron, first of all, to follow Blake, he's only had sex with like two chicks.
Oh, wow.
His first wife and his second wife. His first wife is nasty, too. I wouldn't touch that. Ever.
I would.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Dude, she's nasty. She doesn't even shave down there, dude.
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
Oh, dude, no more hairy bush none.
Yeah. Very hairy.
No, I'm going to say I'm going to be first followed by probably Doug. And then, I don't know, maybe Chuck. Nah, I don't think Chuck will do that good.
And again,
Chuck
Doug follows decent, Aaron.
But yeah, I will definitely take first for that, so.
Keep dreaming. Anyways, what
for, I'm talking about for my conference.
And
for the league, of course, too. So, yeah, I'm looking to get the first place seed, so that way I get the bye for the playoffs and everything. So,
Dan, your shit smells. You need to seriously clean your butthole out or something.
Hey, what can I say? It's not bleached.
Anyways, getting back to the fantasy sports, I'm actually looking forward to next year. We're doing a new system. We're going to be playing on my website, and it's a nice new system. We're going to try it out. If it sucks, well, we always have Yahoo to fall back on. Right.
Now.
Anyways, so just check it out, KeywaniSports.com. You can check it out, and also visit the board. Make sure you register so you can post and everything, because we don't want any douches on there. Aaron, anything? Looks like you want to talk or suck some dick.
I think actually the only person from your conference that will do anything will be Oberg, and he'll probably beat Mike.
Well, yeah, he'll. Geez, who's not going to beat Mike? And remember, the bottom two people don't get.
Mike's
going to
throw away his first pick on Robbie Gold.
That was the best pickup of the year. I can tell you that.
Maybe like Frederick Tatum.
Frederick Tatum. What about Richie Incognito?
It might be Richie Incognito. He might pick him up first. I'm not sure.
I think he will. Anyways, well, I guess we're done talking about fantasy sports, and it's great having this season. And of course, this is the season finale podcast.
I got first.
And you're still a douche.
I got first. I destroyed the competition like no other.
He got lucky.
And it goes to show, number one, because
lucky.
Even though I did not place first overall in our you know, Kiwani Sports League,
who Ryan did, by
obviously
the way.
Did.
Even though I did not place first,
I still pwned. I still pwned, just like I said I would do. I destroyed Kevin. I went on to destroy Blake and then destroy Doug. So.
And that's what we call luck.
And I mean, it just goes to show, you know, what I do. I'm able to manage my guys very well, and I'm able to destroy the competition. So.
Yeah, you keep thinking that. Whatever makes you, you know, sleep better at night, you know. Like,
you know,
off.
It's and like last year I was eighth, and that's because I didn't even really care a couple of the weeks, and I destroyed Dave the first week out. So, I mean, it just goes to show, you know, first place thus far, you know, hasn't been too good.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for, like sixth place, and then I'm going to tear it up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was ranked, what, fifth overall, I believe?
It doesn't matter. You still suck.
Fifth overall to first.
Okay.
Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah. Well, anyway, so can't wait till next year. So I think the next one's next show.
Remember the time I beat you this year? Oh, man, that was awesome.
Do you remember the time I beat you?
Yeah, you didn't beat me, douche.
Do you remember the time that, like, my entire division beat you?
Do you remember how Brian owned all of you except I beat him twice?
Yeah, do you remember the time that Brian took your ass out to dry?
Go on.
Do you guys remember that?
No.
No, we kind of forgot about that part a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, like when Aaron got fucked in the ass by Joe. Mm-hmm. We just don't talk about that.
Do you remember that I had, the only person I got swept by was Doug, and other than that, I pretty much, you know, beat everybody once.
Well, you know what? A blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
You know what I'm definitely looking forward to next year is going to be the divisions.
What, trying to get laid?
Yeah, the divisions. And the main reason why is because of the competition involved with it, because I think that Mike and Doug is going to be definitely a great competitive nature.
Why are they going to be tag team with Christina?
No
loss of words.
I'm definitely looking forward to those two, their matches.
Tagging Christina.
Blake and I is going to be great. Actually, having Snyder in the mix as well. You know, the three way action we got going there. It's going to be great. Joe's going to be like Lucky Pierre that time. So
he's going to go skiing.
And yeah, and then like you with Ogun and Oberga, I believe is going to be in your division as well. That's going to be awesome. You know, because Oberg's going to be talking so much shit on
it's,
you.
It's going to be great actually winning.
So that's going to be great.
He won't beat me twice in a row.
And Ogun in particular will be great. So, and then, of course, Brian and Dave. It'll be fun. So.
And don't forget about
Ty. So
Ty Palmer.
Yep. So that'll be awesome as well. So it's just going to be great. The divisions are going to be that much. They're going to be so much that much more crucial to win. So that's going to be the nice thing. And then, of course, the interconference games that we have are going to be awesome, too.
Yeah, lots of shit talking.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I seriously can't wait for it because it'll be that much better.
I know. I can't wait either. Yeah. And there's going to be a better podcast put out.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait. And since I got this new... What do you think of the new soundboard and being able to do everything in Audition?
It's definitely really nice, you know, Cincinnati Hot Plate.
I know how much you like that Cincinnati Hot Plate.
It's a really nice system. You know, I hope that it works out really well for you.
I'm pretty sure once I get it running and everything, and Aaron is wafting his shit, and oh my gosh, he farted. Aaron farted. It smells like rotted cheese.
It's either bad meat or good cheese. I don't know which.
Anyways, all right. So I guess the next show will be done, and wow, it'll be done in like June or July. So
yeah, it'll probably be a couple months for the next one.
Yeah, it'll be nice. We'll start this back up, and I'll be able to interview over Skype now, and I'll call Blake and be like, hey, what's up? And he'll be like, man, blah, blah, blah. I just got fucked in the ass, blah, blah, blah.
He'll
I got
like, man, why am I losing to your brother all the time?
Yeah, and then I'll be like, hey, dude, I'm recording. He'll be like, what the fuck? You should have told me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, kidding.
And you know what? I think that we should ask Blake sometime. Be like, you know, how does it feel to get fucked in the ass like you don't even know the guy? Because that's basically what I'm going to be doing to him. I'm going to rape him.
You're going
to
rape him like he rapes Tony Stewart?
I'm going to rape him like he rapes Tony Stewart. Like when I play him, you know.
Okay.
Like it's not even going to be competition. Like he may be GO'd once, you know. But I predict him going 1-3 in our division. So
1-3, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah. But actually, you know, that's going to be one of the things I cannot wait to, you know, go over, you know, probably a couple months of June, July. You know, we'll go over the predictions.
We'll go over predictions, team names.
You know. And that's going to be before we even draft.
That's going to be way before we draft. I think the third or fourth one will be a draft show. I'll try. Hopefully I can get a bunch of microphones and everything. Maybe we can just do a live show. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
It would be. It would be tits. Mike's sleeping over there. Yeah. So that, you know what that means?
I have to untie his shoelaces.
Untie his shoelaces, tie them together.
No, no, just untie them and put them in his pocket.
Put them in his pocket. There
so
you go.
So that way when he starts walking, he will trip. Because he'll be like, whoa.
He'll be like, holy shit.
he'll pull a Joey Lawrence and be like, whoa.
Whoa.
The whoa. Thinner his eyebrows get, the bigger his career gets.
Awesome.
Word of advice.
Testies. Anyway, so I just want to say thanks for everyone who listens to the show. Blake, Aaron, me. I'm glad that we will do a show with the three people. Hey, maybe we'll get like 15 downloads off this. That'll be tits.
I'm hoping for five.
You're hoping for five? Well,
five.
Well, just think, I got three right off the bat, so I'll download it three times.
Okay. You'll no, probably download it actually too. This is my shout out to second place. How's it feel to be the first loser?
Awesome. I'm sure Doug appreciates that. Yeah. And I just want to say good luck from a peanut jittle time to
We don't want to give you good luck because, you guys don't need it because you guys are going to lose.
Well, you need
except
the luck.
For Oberg.
You know why?
And maybe Brian.
Because you're going to be on your knees sucking some dick. Fag.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oberg and Brian will do good from your division. Or your
yeah, so will I.
Yeah, you won't.
No, Dave and Dave will fail.
You didn't do good last year. Doug beat you.
Doug, well,
getting the second to lowest amount of points.
He got lucky.
The second to lowest. Lucky. You got the lowest.
Luck.
And Doug got second to lowest.
Luck.
Both times.
Luck. Anyways, so
that wasn't luck. That was skill. You got pwned. I mean, why can't you admit it? Admit it right now that Doug beat you, fair and square, and it was not luck. It was
just to let you know. I didn't even check until it was too late.
You know what? You're a liar. Because that entire week you kept talking about how you were going to beat Doug.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Liar.
I did
since
not.
Since I have played.
Since I have played. Unfucking believable. Anyways, so I just want to say.
I want to say good luck next year to the BIA division. We don't need it, but you know,
guys are definitely going to need it.
Hey, good luck to everyone, and I'm definitely looking forward to you beating everyone in the PB&J division.
Well, thank you for letting me know that I'm going to beat everyone in the BIA division.
You won't.
So can I get a BIA from you?
BIA!
Mikey Mike?
Gar!
BIA.
Any BIAs?
BIA.
And I'm going to say, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Where you at? Peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat.
Anyways, all right, enough of that.
Where you at? Where you at?
Peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat.
It's a dick in the box.
Dick in the box. All right, so I just want...
Step one. Got a hole in the box.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway,
Grandma,
so
I hope you're not listening.
Who?
Grandma.
She doesn't know how to download this.
She has an iPod.
She's
Nano.
She has an iPod Nano. Yeah, I want you to click Kiwani Sports League, and every time they say fuck, an angel gets his wings. That's it. So anyways, I just want to say, Mike, thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Yep, and I want to thank you for coming out.
No, I don't need to come out because I'm
no,
not gay.
Thank you for coming out.
Aaron,
coming out.
Aaron, thanks for coming out.
Thank you, you can't turn it around on me. That's weak sauce. You're going and you're using my material on me.
The
come
world
on.
Of
editing. Unoriginal.
Unoriginal. the award.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. The world of editing. That's all I got to say.
Andy, thank you for coming out.
Aaron, thank you for coming out.
Andy, thank you for coming out. Quit turning it around on me.
Aaron, first of all,
thank you for coming out to Kiwani, Andy.
I'm going to be living here soon, so I'm not coming out, dick.
Oh, you're not coming out? You're stuck in there?
No, you're stuck in there with...
So you're stuck in there with Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God, the closet's so roomy.
Oh, wow.
This closet's so roomy.
So, hey, Andy, I want to thank you for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for
being
here.
And I also want to thank 86 Productions for hosting my podcast.
First of all, we're changing the name of the podcast now. We're dick.
Okay. Go and do your sign-off. Thank you for coming out.
Aaron, all right, thanks.
Thank you for coming out, Andy.
Mike and Aaron, thanks for coming out. Andy, thanks for doing the podcast.
Andy, thanks for coming out.
Anyway, so enough of talking about why or why the fuck Aaron actually came out of the Why do you gotta say that?
You came out of the closet? Because you did. All right, anyway, go on with your spiel.
All right, I just want to say thanks to 86 Productions for hosting the podcast.
It's your own production company.
I can't wait till I figure this out. You just mute your fucking ass. What a douche.
Inappropriate.
Anyways, I just want to say thanks to 86 Productions for hosting the podcast.
Your own production company.
And thanks to all of you five people listening out there. Until next time.
Bye, Mom.
Thanks. Yeah, like she listens to this. She doesn't know how to fucking press RSS. What the fuck is RSS?
I don't get what tabbed is. Tab browser. Firefox.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, anyway. Hi, Beth.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Beth. And
Apple OS X. It's awesome.
Yeah. Apple what? Wait. Whatever happened with the Zune? No one knows.
You're not putting them. You can't now.
Why do you got to say that, Aaron? Seriously.
Because that way you have to edit that whole thing out.
All right. Anyways, I just want to say thanks to A6 Production for
your own production company.
Give me the fucking mic. You're done. You're done, no. Dude. I have to edit the dude.
No. I have thank to your this. Own production company. All right.
First of all, okay. I want to say
your own production
company. I want to say thanks to A6 Production for hosting the podcast. Company. I want to say thanks to 86 Production for hosting the podcast.
I want to thank your own production company as well.
And I want to thank all the five people out there listening to this.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Mom. Hi, Snickers.
Dude, you're making this so fucking tough. All you got to do is say one thing and you're ruining it. Seriously, dude.
I said hi, Snickers, and you
laughed. Let me see the mic.
No, do your thing.
All right. I want to say, first of all, thanks to... 86 Productions, which is now being changed to Section 86 eventually. Not yet. Not until I got the whole content management system.
You're going on too long. Do it again.
Anyways. Well, dude, I'm not going to edit any of this.
Do that.
I'm going to let you, every square word you left in, if you become a politician someday, they're going to have the word left in there.
Okay, cool.
So, anyways, anyway, I want to say thanks to 86 Productions for hosting the podcast.
I want to thank your own production company as well.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for listening. So until next time.
Hi, Mom.
I'll see you at the bar.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. Peace.
How can I?
Get some.
How can I? How can you?
Fuck Christina. Make you feel. You know she likes in the poop, right?
Oh, first of all, okay. You know, and I'm going on record with this. I talked to her.
You can hit that shit, dude. Seriously.
She was asking about you, and I said, you know what? Just say hi to
him. Hey, let's go. You're going to go fuck her.
She's in Peoria right now. I have no idea where she's at.
Call her, dude. The bar's open till 4. I got a car. I got plenty of gas. And I got a half-inch cock. So let's go.
He does have a half-inch cock.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you actually get to drive him?
Yeah.
Nice. That means no smoking.
No smoking.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
3 hours there and 3 hours back. So 6 hours of driving.
Oh, so you're driving them back also? Nice.
Because my parents are driving up there together. And okay. They're gonna stay because Jen's got
it. Nice. So they can see Jack.
Yeah.
Well, tell the family I'm sorry. I can't be there, but tell them I said hi.
So what time do you have to leave? Oh, dude, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, you
got,
dude, like, you could go, dude, come on. Just at least get your dick sucked. Like, get the parking lot cock suck. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, where you just find some random chick and you're just like,
yeah, dude, seriously, Christine.
People walk on by and you got that shitty ass grin on your face, like, I'm getting my dick sucked right now.
Dude, seriously, she'll fuck anyone. She almost fucked him.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she wouldn't touch you.
No.
You're used goods.
No, because she's like, you're like my brother, but I'll fuck your cousin, which would technically be my cousin. Look at me, I'm Asian. Dude, you know what you should do? Get her pregnant. Dude, she's going to have a PhD. You have any idea how much money that is?
Yeah, dude, you just sit around and do nothing and play Halo all day.
Halo 2. That way you could get the 2 month memberships.
And you get paid. That's right. The big P. Paid.
How cool would that be?
You get paid for pussy. Pussy.
Come on. I mean, and she's only half Asian.
Yeah, dude.
So only half of her will look bad. When
dude, tax paid. Deductions. Tax motherfucking.
Tax deductions.
Seriously, dude. Tax deductions. Aaron just farted again. Dude, that's what Mike sings in.
Huh?
Did you seriously just fart?
Yes, he did. No, he stuck it. Dude, he pulled his pants down and stuck it bare ass. That Shirin Mike, that nice Shirin Mike, he stuck it right on his butt.
Listen to me.
He did, dude. He was like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's so cold going up my pooper.
First of all, I didn't fucking Lysol it. I didn't do that.
Yes, he did.
Listen to the way Boomer's saying that. Listen to what he's
saying. All right, now watch. Aaron
smell.
See if it smells like his fart.
It's going to smell like your ass anyways because you were breathing into it.
That's true.
Yeah, so let him have the mic.
Oh, my God. He's being a little bitch now.
I can't help that he's being a little bitch.
Well, I don't know. He's your cousin.
He is?
Well,
no, I wasn't claiming him.
I wasn't either.
You know what
we should do, though?
What?
We should take him to Peoria.
Get him some pussy.
And get him laid.
No, not get him supposed to. Just a blowjob. I mean, that's all. I mean,
parking lot blowjob.
No, parking lot hand job.
Oh, no. Parking lot hand job is useless. It's
come on. Hand job.
No, come parking on. Lot blowjob.
Come on. Everyone loves a hand
he
job.
He can give himself a hand job. Why does he need that from Christina? He'll just get a parking lot blowjob.
Dude, you did? I gave myself... I've
been
giving myself one for a long time.
I gave myself a Dutch oven.
You gave yourself a Dutch oven.
And I got so nauseous I threw up. Anyway, make you feel there's a black eye. Touching.